Got it, Rex.
Yeah, Tony, how are you, mate?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good, good. This is Charlie. Are you working on my car today?
I think Warwick's working on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, would you be able to call me? Have you started on it?
Give me 2 seconds. Let me grab it for you.
Thank you. You know where you're going? Why are you doing this? I owe you $500. Fuck.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Yeah, how are you, man?
Good. Who have I got there?
Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Hey, we've been working on your car this morning, working out a couple of things.
Yeah, beautiful.
So, yeah, so I need to pick your brain on a couple of things. So the boost control lines, have you changed those as well?
The boost control lights?
The control lines, the vacuum lines that come off the turbo.
Yes, I did, yes.
Okay, so you've taken out the boost restrictor pill that's normally in there. You didn't move that over, so that's why it's running 7 pounds of boost.
No, but it was doing this before.
You've got two problems. So you've got, originally, you remember when you first came in, you had a TGV stuck, you had a code and everything like that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and one bolt is missing.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. So the bolt missing makes no difference. So the only way you're going to get that in there is if you take the manifold out. So the guys would have done the best job they could to get it in there without taking the manifold off. But you only need the one bolt. There's no tension there. So we put the restrictor pill back in, and the car is picking up a lot of detonation. So it had pulled all the boost out. I'm like, okay, cool, reset it, get a little bit more boost out of it. Then your boost control solenoid was also faulty. So you had three compounding problems there, giving you the same problem. So I've replaced it with a second-hand item with new lines again, and it makes 17 pounds of boost straight off the bat without touching.
How much the PSI now?
17.
17 now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, beautiful. And what else are you going to do?
Well, hopefully that's it, mate. I don't want to touch anything else on the car. That's all I've got time for.
So now it's boosting 17 PSI. It's gone good, yeah?
Well, I'm not touching the tune unless you want me to tune the car.
No, I'm not tuning it now.
Okay.
And
no
also, so the problem was from the solenoid, boost solenoid.
Solenoid, yeah. And then obviously you've been chasing your tail, replacing the vacuum lines and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I did change them. I thought maybe the problem is from that.
Yeah, but you've also then introduced another problem without the vacuum, the restrictor pill. It needs a restrictor pill in there. So
I don't know what that is. It's a pill, man.
I'll show you what it looks like when you... That's okay. I'll show you. Just don't touch the lines anymore. That's all.
No, I won't touch them. I put them the way they were, that's it.
No, there's a restrictor pill inside those that needs to stay there. Otherwise, you won't get any more than 7 pounds of boost on it. So you had to...
Yeah, but the problem is... sorry, what's your name?
Warwick.
Warwick. Yeah, the problem is before I changed the line...
Yeah, so
it was 7 PSI.
Correct. So you had two compounding problems. You had the boost control solenoid, and then there was no restrictor pill in there. So I put the restrictor pill in there, and the boost came up a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. Yes. Look at the boost control solenoid. It's completely dead.
Oh, completely. So the
put a second-hand
one
in there.
Working.
Yeah, absolutely. So you would never have found the problem there. But they wouldn't have thrown a check engine light. So it's not.
No, I didn't have any check engine light. Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So you would have just
been shooting
in the
back. Are you going to do the water leaks from the, you know, that water tank next to the manifold?
We don't have one to replace it with.
No, it's fine. I don't think it's leaking, but sometimes I see water underneath there on top of the TGV valve.
Yeah,
there,
so it's coming
it goes
from
down
the
all
tank.
The way to the back, on the exhaust on the back.
Yeah, so the tank there needs to be replaced. Those Mishimoto ones are crap.
I don't think it's leaking from there, maybe.
Okay. That's where the water's coming from, the bottom side of that.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes, but one leaks every, maybe once a week.
Yeah, so the problem with those Mishimoto cans is the barbs that they use, and with the silicon hose on the bottom, they don't seal properly. So you've got a couple of options. You can put like a worm drive clamp on there if you want. That'll help. Otherwise, you just change the whole thing to a better setup.
Not better setup. What about the oil leaks?
I don't have time to touch oil leaks on that.
Okay, so the car's finished now.
I just need to do the paperwork, and then we'll take it for one more drive. That's it, and it's all good to go.
Do you know how much?
Would have been around 450, I would have thought.
Okay, no worries.
No worries. We'll let you know. I'll give you a call after lunch. You've called
no
up a little
problem,
early.
No worries.
Yeah. All right, no worries.
Thank you.
No worries.